Hi, this is Vanessa here. In today's video, are going to be about the topic that came out a few days ago on Rachel Hollis's Instagram pertaining to her divorce, and that she announced that her and her husband, Dave Hollis, are getting a divorce. Now, as many of you know, and I've written about this in an article that I did on Medium, you can find it below, and did a podcast about it, divorce is very common. Divorce statistics show that over half of the people that are married for the first time will get a divorce. Second and third marriages and all subsequent marriages after the first one are even more likely to get a divorce. But the reason I'm doing this video after a lot of thought is because of my perspective on this. So I have for a very long time been very skeptical ever since I learned about Rachel Hollis because of the messaging and the way it came across. People that I am very skeptical of right off the bat. Because there's so many of them, and because they're so easy to just come out there and be like, give advice and to say information about you name it. I went ahead and looked this up just to verify, and I will include the link in the comment section below here in the description of this video. But Rachel Hollis, according to a US Today article, which I will link below, she's saying in her that she graduated high school and then later dropped out of school afterwards. So I'm assuming that means college. I will look into this deeper in part two. So according to Dave Hollis's LinkedIn profile, which I will link below, I just checked it right before I started this video, he has a Bachelor of Arts in Organizational Communication. Okay, so right off the bat, nowhere do I see anything about higher education, master's degrees or PhDs or even any kind of formalized higher education related to marriage and family therapy counseling, related to counseling of any kind, related to, clinical social work or any of those things. Based upon information that I have found online about these two people, they are not licensed professional counselors, they are not licensed marriage family therapists, they are not licensed clinical social workers, they are not licensed in any capacity or specialized training in any capacity. And while this is America and we all can talk about whatever we want and give out whatever advice we want, I think it's really concerning when you are in a position of such stature in our society all of a sudden to be giving out this kind of advice, okay? And so they were charging, Rachel Hollis and Dave Hollis were charging a lot of money by most people's standards in America for, like, conferences to everyone and their mother that would pay for it. And I even saw a clip of a promo video they did. I'm going to seek this out later and include this on another subsequent video on this topic. About, you know, trying to convince people to come to this conference, all right? And I don't have the exact numbers on which they're paying, but I'm going to look that up and include the data in a subsequent follow-up video to this just so that I can really list this out. But first, I just want to get my initial impressions about this out of the way. So now it's been announced, according to this person's Instagram post, that they are getting a divorce. And there's no shame in getting a divorce. I mean, I think divorce is fabulous. I think that many people need to get a divorce and probably should have gotten married in the first place. There's nothing wrong with that at all. There's no shame in getting a divorce. But what I do have a problem with is when you have been charging people a lot of money by most people's standards here in America for, and acting like a marriage expert, and acting like all these things, yet you come out, you say, okay, we're getting a divorce, and the last few years have been problematic. All right, all the while, they're going around preaching to people about how married life should be. I find that to be problematic. Okay, and this is my marriage advice right here. I am not someone that specializes in marriage couples counseling. I do have specialized training in mental health care and work experience, and I am trained in that in all that good stuff. But I choose not to be a couples therapist. I don't feel it's a good fit for me. I don't feel that way at this time. Maybe it will in the future, but at this point, I do not. I have peers, though, that are licensed professionals and specialize, I have specialized training, and specialize in marriage counseling. Now, there are tons and tons and tons of licensed professionals throughout America that can and will happily provide excellent couples counseling services and legitimate marriage advice. I actually have online course I'm familiar with that's offered by licensed professionals as well, and I'm going to include that in the links below. I'm not affiliated with it in any way, shape, or form. This is not my course. I'm just aware of this course, and I think from what I've seen of it, I've gone through about half of it myself, the material, I think it's very legitimate and very good, and I think that would be a more legitimate source of information for people that are seeking help with their marriages and whatnot. So I will include that below. But if you are seeking marriage advice or information of any kind, I would not look to the Rachel Hollises of the world and the Dave Hollises of the world. I would look to licensed professionals that have credentials and academic training in this and that are really have the work experience in it and have worked with, you know, countless couples and specialize and do just that. That's what I would look to. I would look to some of these professionals. In fact, what's nice about online courses is that you can do it in the privacy of your home. You don't have to go to anyone if you don't want to. And, or it could be a stepping stone to do that and then go to someone if that's what you choose to do in your own marriage and your own relationship. It doesn't even require a plane ticket, these online courses, in my description here below. So I just want to point that out. But it does bother me because more and more people are jumping on this life advice train that have no professional training or credentials of any kind to do so. More and more and more people are doing it. What they are good at is marketing. They're excellent marketers. They are like A+ in marketing. They're great at getting their message out. And there are so many people that are hurting in this world and that are in pain and that will happily look up to an idol and for advice, even if the advice that's given isn't worthy of being listened to, especially when it's presented in a slick format like it is on Instagram a lot of times. And the Instagram pictures, the ones that are posted on Instagram, are in many cases captivating and gorgeous, and they can feel motivating, they can feel inspiring, all these different things. I know because I'm on Instagram, like I see this all the time, but I would just caution everyone to be skeptical of who they look up to. And to think critically about it, to think what the motives could be here, to think about what could be going on potentially behind the scenes that you and I don't know about. Because one thing I've learned in life with my work experience is nothing is quite as it seems. And it requires a deeper look and more critical thinking. And that you have to be very careful about this because it is so easy to be fed through any kind of media, to include news media, deception and falsehood, and to be manipulated for someone else's gain. And so I would encourage everyone to think twice about any advice they're being given by random people out in the world just because they're on your TV screen or your social media or everyone's talking about how great they are. I would really like to caution that. And another thing that is personal to me about the situation is the fact that Rachel Hollis has spoken at multi-level marketing MLM conferences. There's a number of them. You can Google it. I will actually include Savvy Writes Books. She's done a whole bunch about this. I will include her channel in this, in the description, as well as on this video, so you can check that out. The military community and military spouses, I'm a part of that. I'm a military spouse currently. I'm a military veteran. And they oftentimes experience unemployment, underemployment, and employment discrimination. And military spouses are routinely underemployed or unemployed for a variety of reasons, like I just mentioned, including frequent military moves. Frequently, we do not have the support system that we need as we move around, as we try to pursue careers and whatnot. So it makes these easy targets for multi-level marketing companies, MLMs, which, by the way, over 99% of them do not return a profit. The participants of these MLMs, according to the Federal Trade Commission, you can see the link in the comment section below. So I know that, like, that's wrong, and that military spouses should not be preyed upon. A population that needs real opportunities and real advice and real resources. And, you know, in everything I do, I focus on staying true to my values, no matter what the cost. And having values that are worthy of maintaining. You know what would be really good reality TV right now? Having cameras in the divorce lawyers' conference rooms as the assets are being divided, because my understanding is it is most likely the case that there's millions of dollars in assets that were acquired during the course of this marriage, unless there was a prenuptial agreement that was fireproof. And I'm doubtful about that. Who knows? We'll see. There's going to be a lot of interesting division of assets going on, and it can take a minute to divide millions of dollars in assets in a divorce. I'm not a lawyer, but I just know this to be true. I know a lot of things about divorce. And that would be a very interesting A reality TV series, unedited, is the one I'd like to see because I think it also give people a reality check about marriage and about divorce. You know, marriage is easy and divorce is hard, and I think marriage should be looked at as more of like a business decision. I've written about this in an article. You can see the link below. Because once you start to get a divorce, that's exactly what it is. It's handled like business. It really is. And a lot of people don't realize that, and in a lot of states, it's hard to get a divorce. It really is. So, anyways, I hope the resources I provided down below in the description are helpful for you, for your family. I do believe that they're very legitimate, and I just encourage everyone that's seeking marriage advice of any kind to look for licensed professionals to assist you. I'm very critical of the higher education system for some very legitimate reasons, but ultimately, I would trust a licensed clinician that specializes in couples counseling any day of the week over someone that does not. Okay, so that is my advice for the day for everyone out there seeking marriage advice. I hope you have a good day and I wish you the best. Bye.
The content that is posted is for informational, educational, and/or entertainment purposes only. It does not establish a clinical relationship with anyone. Please consult with a licensed behavioral health clinician in your area for assistance with your unique situation. Thank you. Love this podcast? Please leave an awesome online review. This will help make the podcast that you love more discoverable so that other people can love it too. Thank you.